Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vito Tamulis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vito Tamulis. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Larry trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into Heath, who tags Larry, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Trotsky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Keltner out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vito Tamulis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamulis takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 0. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Solters moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Tamulis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, The Indians won, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Heath interferes with Whitehill, who is awarded first base. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vito Tamulis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamulis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tamulis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Tamulis moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Salters moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tamulis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Vito Tamulis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamulis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tamulis strikes out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pitlock. McQuinn moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. John Croner pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Julio Benetti now pitching. Jeff Heath pinch hits for John Croner. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is walked intentionally. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Larry reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Pitlock scores. Heath moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to home to get Heath. Larry moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kress reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hudlin. Kress scores. Hefner moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Bobo Newsom pinch runs for Tommy Heath. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Julio Benetti. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to third for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.